How you doing? You okay?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. So how pleased are you to win the Young Player of the Year award?
Yeah, delighted. Obviously, I only come in January, so I've really enjoyed my time so far.
Yeah, major achievement for you. You really hit the ground running during your time here at MK Dons.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. I think a lot of credit has to go to the staff, especially Russ and Lukey, for how much time they spent with me, especially at the start, both on and off the pitch, because obviously the way we play, we need so much detail. And right from the start, you know, they made me feel welcome. They gave me the detail that I needed to play well. So massive credit to them and all the other boys as well for helping me settle in.
Yeah, it was a massive move for you moving away from Cambridge. Has it been everything that you expected it to be so far?
Yeah, it's been really good. I haven't got a bad word to say about the club. I think, you know, it's going in the right direction. I think everyone can see that, especially the way we play as well. And yeah, I think it's just nothing but positive things. And, you know, hopefully next year we can have a really, really positive year again.
And it's been a big season for so many reasons. What's going to be your standout memory of this year?
I just think, you know, the way we play, you know, we're certainly building towards something. And I feel like it's just, you know, such an enjoyable way to play in. And credit to Russ for making that his style and getting everyone to buy into it as well. And yeah, I just think it's a really enjoyable system to play in. It just every day is, you know, you look forward to coming into training. And we've got such a good group of lads as well, which, you know, makes it even better.
You said it's been a massive journey for everyone at the club this season. How excited are you to be here next season?
Yeah, no, buzzing. Like I keep saying, you know, we are building towards something. You know, I feel like we've ended this season strongly, and hopefully next year, you know, we can go again to push for them top spots and, you know, see where we end up.
So the last game of the season tomorrow then against Rochdale. Hopefully that's going to be the last game without fans here at Stadium MK. How excited are you for the fans to be coming back next season?
Yeah, very excited. You know, it's not the same compared to when fans are in. You know, it's such a different game. You know, when fans are in, it just adds that little bit more on match days. But no, definitely excited to see them back. Obviously, I haven't experienced it yet, but excited to see them next year.
And how are you going to be celebrating your award?
Not really like I can do, is there?
Not on a day like today, anyway.
No, exactly. I don't think there's a lot I can do. You know, there's off-season now, so...
Yeah, I guess...
enjoy that.
I guess normally you'd be going away, but I guess the list of options when you look at the Falkland Islands and a number of other places, I guess it's going to be some time off in Cambridge, is it?
Yeah, it's a bit limited, so that's... Costa del Cambridge, that's what I'm going to do this summer.
Well, enjoy it. You're always welcome over here in Milton Keynes when everything opens up. Have a great afternoon and best of luck for tomorrow's game against Rochdale.
Top man. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Harry.